Right. If we can, let's move on to the agenda proper then. Item 3, which is a briefing on the Hong Kong Island East Harbourfront Study. This has been to us once before, I think twice before. Well, once to the Harbour Enhancement Committee and once to us as Task Force. There's been another round of public engagement, and I think we now have a final set of recommendations to review today. Welcome to the Planning Department, Jacinta and Edward. Welcome to Urbis, Anna MacDonald. Before we start, declaration of interest. Peter, yes, I know you're a member of Urbis, so we should record that. Anybody else in any way involved? Fine. Alan, I think you're going to brief us on status and recommendations.
Jacinta's going to start with a short introduction. Please. You can't miss Jacinta.
Jacinta, my apologies. Sorry, my notes say Alan is going to brief us. Sorry. Okay. Jacinta, please.
Thank you, Chairman. We last consulted the task force on the preferred option in December last year, and since then we have conducted the Stage 3 public engagement from February to April this year, and we consulted several statutory and advisory bodies, as well as we held two meetings with local residence groups. And the public views that we collected during the Stage 3 public engagement are generally very supportive, especially on the boardwalk and sky trail proposals. And however, we still met with very strong objections from Hung Fa Chun residents about the revised connection routes to Tsing Tai Road, connecting the Sky Trail to Hung Fa Chun and further to Chai Wan area. On the other proposals, we received support for the enhancement and retention of the shipyard and enhancement of the Tam Kung Temple Road and the proposed temporary heritage park in Sha Kee Wan. And they also welcomed the key sites proposals, but there was some concern from the local residents about the possible nuisance from the proposed tourism and entertainment uses at Hoi Yu Street, especially at the EHC portal site. There are also support for the streetscape enhancements to the 9 streets that we proposed, and for other facilities such as the cycling and fishing facilities and water taxi facilities, there are different views, and especially on the cycling facilities, we received diverse views during the Stage 2 public engagement, and during the Stage 3 public engagement, we also received views that some people actually requested for a cycle track as an alternative means of transport rather than a recreational facility. So after taking into account all these public views, our consultants have revised the proposal and come up with the recommended option. And so I think now I will pass to Alan to go through the recommended option.
Thank you.
Thank you very much, Jacinta. By and large, apart from the amendments that Jacinta just mentioned, the proposals remain rather similar to what we had before. So I'll run through this fairly quickly because most of you, I think, have seen this. Clearly, this proposal is a lot about waterfront connectivity, as just as much as about enhancement. That's the study area. You can see within the North Point and Quarry Bay division of the area, you see the images of the proposed boardwalk that we're suggesting underneath the IEC. I'll come back to that. But what we have done is identified key routes that can get you to the waterfront and routes that should be upgraded to enhance the experience of people living within the area. Down in Chai Wan, there are very great difficulties in terms of connectivity and links to the waterfront, number 9 along the waterfront. We've done as much as really we can within the constraints, the physical constraints of the area, to try and improve the connections, and I'll show these again just a bit later. So, first of all, looking at North Point, there are a series of opportunities at North Point to improve the waterfront area. Just in front of the former North Point housing estate, there is obviously provisions there for creating a really good promenade to replace that which is there right now, and there's provisions within the North Point estate redevelopment for enhancement measures At the same time, you can have a fundamental connection here to the proposed boardwalk, which will do much to enhance linkage along the waterfront. And you can see in the bottom slide there the sort of alignment that would follow going round the back of the piers and along the coast down towards Causeway Bay. The structure of the proposed boardwalk is fairly simple. It would be fabricated off-site. Provisions would be made for its installation on the piers of the IEC. These are really just protecting the structure of the columns that support the IEC. You crane it into place, so there wouldn't be very much in the way of on-land construction activities. It could be put in position very, very easily indeed. So this is a great project that could be implemented very, very quickly. We're not talking about a long-term implementation period by any means. And of course, the treatments, as you can see in the different options, and there can be any other options as well, can be of different types. We wouldn't recommend certainly the use of wood or even recycled wood. I think it has to be a durable material because this will get intensive use and it is in a sea environment where there will be exposure. There are some atypical conditions where we're not directly under the IEC because the interchange areas are pretty low and you'd have to be pretty small to get underneath there. So we have to come out onto the piers and then round back into the conventional alignment underneath the IEC. So you can see that condition illustrated here, and you can see the conditions prevailing in the middle slide, which shows the arrangement of the interchange. And I think that's probably self-explanatory. So I'll go on to Quarry Bay. Quarry Bay, as I say, we've had some challenges here. There are fairly good connections at the moment. There is the opportunity of having a waterfront link along Hoyu Street. I think that would work well. It is fairly isolated from the development. I'm not sure really why the residents were nervous about thousands of people coming along to this waterfront because they're well away from the residential areas in this area. Hopefully we're going to be able to connect between the Hoyu Street area, which is on the west of the slide, or the western part of the slide, through to the existing Quarry Bay Park, which would be great. There are some infrastructure facilities there that constrain that, and there's a bit of negotiation going on to get a way leave so we can get connections through to the waterfront park. Moving down to the area of Grand Promenade, we've looked at various means of getting round the back of the ferry piers. These are still occupied by the Marine Police. Planning Department is looking for an alternative site for relocation, but that is an ongoing activity. The area behind the ferry piers is actually zoned open space on the outline zoning plan. So it is a bit of a challenge to get round there. For the time being, therefore, we've confined the circulation round the back of Grand Promenade because it's not possible to get connections through there at the present time with the infrastructure that's already there. So we'll be looking at streetscape enhancement in that particular area to make it a pleasant walking experience. On Sharkey Wan, well, there's already reasonable provision in Sharkey Wan along near the parkland areas, but where you get to the Museum of Coastal Defence, there is a bit of an issue because there is simply no way you can circulate alongside the island eastern corridor. It just simply would not be safe, and there's not sufficient space to create a new walkway. And the whole thing about this study is to enhance access to the waterfront. So we've proposed what we've called the skywalk along this edge to provide an elevated walkway which will be secreted in the hillside beneath the Museum of Coastal Defence. It won't have a direct impact on it, and it will have limited impact on vegetation which can be restored after management and maintenance. And then the thorny issue that Jacinta just raised about the Hemfatun residents objecting to a connection down to the public road because it would bring people near to their homes and might even provide them with access to a public MTR station. So, I mean, that is an issue that I think needs looking at. What we have looked at, and was hinted at in the previous slide, is the means of upgrading the shipyards. I mean, they are in a pretty awful condition. And there's a lot of sentiment has been expressed at public consultation about the significance of the shipyards and their history and culture in the area. So the shipyard owners have actually offered to contribute towards the upgrading of these, and we've developed some schemes that could be applied to the shipyards, which would be really representative of some of the history of the area. And really, we're looking at just really a simple sort of cladding system that could be applied to it. But in front of the shipyards, we're looking at the enhancement of walking areas through the introduction of materials that are sympathetic to the existing temple in the area, and to provide a small park area which on land which is currently not used really for anything but except for parking at the waterfront. A comment that we did have from the local residents, and this is one we've taken on board since we last met with you, is that they wanted to see within the park an area which they could assemble and have local cultural events. So we've redesigned the park that's shown on the left of your slide to accommodate that, and we've rejigged some of the things that were contained within the park to accommodate these requirements. There's an image there of the sort of treatments that could be applied. I'm not saying these are the treatments, they're possible treatments, and there could be a lot of other things. But it makes a lot of difference to the shipyards and enhances the area. And then when you apply streetscape enhancement measures to this area, you get a much better picture, and you're improving the walking areas alongside the waterfront. The SkyTrail, come back to, many SkyTrails have been implemented throughout the world, called one thing and another. We have one in Queensland in a very sensitive area of tropical forest. There's another one in Kerala in India in a similar state. They provide a really exciting environment in which to appreciate nature, and they can generally be inserted without much damage to the natural environment. Again, this would be fabricated off-site. Column bases would be erected on-site with minor impact to the existing vegetation and then inserted. And then after that, there would be landscape management of the natural landscape to ensure you get the natural landscaping trained over the skywalk, but still obviously allowing views out from the skywalk. One condition we did have a bit of a problem with, and we were trying to figure out ways of getting linkages to the skywalk, was could we go through the fish market area, which is just near the shipyards. This was a bit of a problem. We did look at an elevated system like this, and that would look something like that. But in general terms, we found this to be unsatisfactory because it did prohibit access for some people, and it was a little bit clumsy and encroached into the fish market land. So what we came up with at the end is that there would be use of the existing footpath, which goes right up beside the edge of the Museum of Coastal Defence. You'd secure off the Museum of Coastal Defence with an automatic gate which could be opened at the guard post you see in the bottom right, and that only really needs to be opened a couple of times a year to let the fire service department in to inspect the area or for general maintenance. And so people could access onto the skywalk, no problem at all, and then circulate right down towards the vicinity of Leyumun Park. There is another option which was suggested by a member here, was that you perhaps could even integrate the skywalk into the Museum of Coastal Defence. The Museum of Coastal Defence needs all the help it can get right now because visitor numbers are dropping significantly. So any new attraction would really help the Museum of Coastal Defence. Chai Wan Basin, well, we had various long-term ideas for the redevelopment of the basin. This is an area that is almost by itself incrementally redeveloping and reinventing itself because there is a lot of adaptive regeneration of some of the buildings that were formerly committed to godowns. However, we have principally looked at the enhancement of pedestrian measures in the short term. Now, going back to North Point, we have looked at perhaps the regeneration of the ferry piers there. There is obviously a desire by Transport Department to keep these operational because there's not a lot of ferries and there's not a lot of passengers going, but there are people who depend on the ferry services here. So anything that would make these more attractive can only help the ferry piers. So we're looking at putting facilities on the ferry piers and making them an interesting and attractive place to go, and then integrating them with the promenade and obviously the boardwalk. The boardwalk would connect in something like this. You have lightweight structures on the boardwalk. It would be designed specifically to take, say, small kiosks and things like that, artwork, banners and so on, which could make it a visually more interesting place and not just another walkway underneath the IEC. The Hoi U Street area provides a lot of exciting opportunities. There are two OU sites which are designated for PPC development. They could be quite interesting. And in the video I'm going to show you at the end, you'll see the sort of character that these could assume. The other facility that we have recommended is some kind of indoor performance or entertainment venue. Again, I don't understand really the impacts that this would cause to residents, because it would be an enclosed venue, and it has to be, because the environment in this area in terms of air quality is rather sensitive. And so we've had to think very carefully about the positioning of air conditioners and so on with respect to this venue. But our environmental team have found this to be sustainable. So generally, that's the sort of ambience and the facilities that we're looking at in this area. And now the streetscape enhancement measures. I'm going to go through these fairly quickly because you get the idea very quickly. But this slide is actually showing the standardized streetscape palette, the landscape palette that we're applying to the whole area. You see the various elements, the standardized seating, banners, roadside treatments, planters, and so on. And what we've done is we've taken this palette and applied it across the board where appropriate within the key streets that we've identified that can be upgraded. And in this, we've taken into account the greening master plans that CEDD is implementing. And so this can just simply pair up with the CEDD proposals and really contribute to a lot of the enhancement that we're looking for in Hong Kong Island East. So, very quickly, these are the sort of improvements that you get. It makes a lot of difference. Just a few trees, repaving. These are areas not a million miles from here. Just even road surfaces being changed. We have actually narrowed the road in certain places where we've been able to do so. We've spoken to transport departments in that respect, because some of the footpaths are actually pretty narrow, and we wanted to widen the public realm areas of pedestrian circulation. Now, a proposal that came up, and it comes up in a lot of studies, you may well have seen it in other presentations to yourselves, is the veritable water taxi. This has been actually proposed by members of Eastern District Council and a few other members of the public, and they'd like to see this. But the line in this one is that it would be obviously subject to licensing requirements and would obviously have to be approved by Transport Department and Marine Department before it could go ahead. So the official voice in this one is that it would be a private sector initiative. It would be totally instigated by the private sector. Implementation, well, this is the tricky bit, and I think this is where probably we do need your support. These are very simple interventions in Hong Kong Island East that can really help to contribute to improve the environment. Clearly, there needs to be further detailed investigations to sort out some of the technical aspects, but to our minds, these are entirely feasible, and they should be promoted, and to get something there. People are very keen on these proposals. I've been to a lot of the public consultations and there's general support for them, apart from the issues that Jacinta has already mentioned. So here's the video. I'll just talk you through this. So you can see the Island Eastern Corridor here with the boardwalk underneath it, providing visual enhancement. There's the atypical condition where you come round by an interchange. The highlighting and improvements of the North Point piers. And then the installation of an improved promenade, keeping the existing fish market in place. So you get a much improved atmosphere in this area. And we're over at Quarry Bay, going over to Hoi U Street, a feature bridge, which in itself will be of interest, the indoor, an indoor performance area, feature connection across into the Hoyu Street development, and these will help to activate the promenade. And moving across the Sky Trail, it's shown quite visibly here, but it wouldn't be as visible once installed, simply so you can see where it is. And that extends all the way down towards Hoy Street, and then, sorry, towards Lung Kwa Chun, and then terminates at the lookout point. So thank you very much, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, Alan. Thank you very much. Well, members, clearly, in terms of the work of the Commission, this is a very important study, important set of recommendations. In many ways, it reflects, if you like, exactly the type of initiative for which the Commission was set up. This is something, you know, we're expected, I believe, to champion, and we're expected to help deliver. So I think we need to take this particular exercise very seriously. Just some comments from me, if I may, and then open to members' comments. First of all, a question for you, Alan, I think. Has there been any attempt to prioritise any of the suggestions? Because it is a very big shopping list, and therefore, from our point of view, if you had identified certain aspects which you think represent rather better chances of success than others, then I think we'd be interested to know. Your penultimate slide worries me when you talk about a conventional government development approach, and perhaps Jacinta might like to answer that one. If we go the traditional route, where are we heading? I mean, Jacinta, do you see a government department, if you like, taking ownership of this as a project? Because I think we need that. We obviously have a responsibility, but I think a department within government will also have to take ownership, if you like, and act as the master coordinator. So if when you responded, of course, we'll collect the questions first. I mean, I'm interested in prioritisation, I'm interested in responsibility, if you like, going forward. But members, questions? PI, thank you.
Well, Mr. Chairman, actually, my comment is quite related to what you have just commented about the implementation and actually the future. One of the key sites, right, as the name goes, key sites. Right, one of the key sites is the very clear site, the North Point Housing Estate site. So the description here in the paper, I think as a key site, it deserves a lot more attention and description rather than simply saying that some people have some concern about this site. It's not enough. Well, some people do have concern. We do have concern, and they think that the site should be low density, low rise. I don't argue with that because we understand the harbour planning principles. But apart from that, then what? We have to provide vibrancy and so forth. And what is going to happen to this site at all? And who is going to do it? Right? Apart from being the conference point or connection with the promenade and so on. It's far off from anything else. So how can it become a key site? So it's not doing fairness to the site's potential. It has great potential, it has sea view, it has sea access, right? And all that. So I would expect a lot more effort to be given to this.
Alan, you might want to pick that up in a minute. It probably wasn't part of your study, but anyway, you may want to comment. Any other? Paul Zimmerman. So, Paul.
Chairman, if I make a suggestion in response to your first comment, is that I think we should make sure that this project goes ahead and that every item goes ahead by its own dynamics as quick as possible. One way is to divide up the project in feasible independent projects that can, for which you have different implementation agents or executions. One is, of course, TD to allow you to fix up a road with the highways department. The other one is to fix up a walkway under the piers that might be CEDD. I think it's you have to cut it up in bite size and then move everyone as fast as you can along their individual parallels and whatever is possible. Chairman, I have a bunch of questions. And some comments on the Heng Pha Chun, the gap between the museum and Taiwan. I hope that you could give us a little bit more of your desired proposal there that Heng Fatsun has blocked. Now, I believe they have district council elections on November the 6th, so I know that you will have some problems getting approvals there and support from, because you have all kind of people that are trying to get votes. But I think ultimately, Chairman, I think this committee got to speak in strongly for breaking that hold on that. And whether we want to be politically polite and wait until after November before we say that what we say today, I think we should say today, because this is a, you know, for people to use the public road and come down the mountain, to use the public road to go to the public MTR station and to have the community object to it after they've already objected us using their promenade in front of their buildings. We are going to use the public road. We're not going to use the promenade, and I think that's it, and we've got to say shut up, and we're going to move with this. In terms of the museum, LCSD is present here today, and I think LCSD has to come clear about how it's going to cooperate with this project to make sure there's full integration. Not integrating this boardwalk, the skywalk with Lei Yu Mun, the ability for people to bridge across the highway from the Lei Yu Mun on one side into the skywalk, I mean, it's a travesty that this project, at this stage, LCSD hasn't come to the table and said, I got the museum, I got the Lei Yu Mun Park, we're going to all connect it up. And why LCSD sitting at this table and accepting that this situation is that we have a dead end at the back of a mountain where nobody's going to walk to because it's a dead end, to me is an absolute shame, and LCSD has to come to the table today and explain why they haven't resolved that. And I think I'm really disappointed to see this result after so many years working on this project. So what I'd like to see from the consultants is a little bit better on the North Point connections between the boardwalk and the main hinterland. You've kind of skipped over that. I know we had fire services blocking the use of their pier in the past. Has that been resolved? They haven't told us that. Could you show us exactly all the connections, how many connections there are along that? As far as the water taxis is concerned, I know you're not going to provide water taxis. By the way, they're already there. The champagne's $20, $10, you can get the ride. What they need is the piers. So what can you show as the landing points along the entire waterfront where public can get on and off boats? And that's the boat providers will provide the service as long as there are landing points, but you just have to make sure the landing points are there. So can you show us the landing points? In terms of the shipyards, we know that the problem is that they use part of the shipyards for unauthorized users. They're using as car repair, and if they're authorized, it's a matter of the lands department, which has a 6-month notice on these sites to change the land leases to restrict the use and exclude the use for unauthorized users like car repairs. That will be a tremendous improvement. We can stick all the plastic plaster on the top shelves, but if you don't stop these guys using the front doors from these things for car repair, they're all going to be a mess on that road. So the lands department, can they please today tell us whether they will change the lease conditions, the short-term tenancy lease conditions for that site? And it's simple. They can do it. They have all the powers to do it because these things are on short-term. And in return, they can give the shipyard operators a longer-term leases on the site so they will invest in fixing their facilities. Currently, they only got 6 months. Nobody's going to fix up the shacks. Give them 7 years, and you can demand things to be fixed. But, you know, the lands department has to come to terms there. Putting stickers on these buildings is not going to help to solve the problem. From the consultants, I'd like to know whether the Marine Police, whether you've taken into account that the Marine Police site will be a permanent Marine Police site. And if so, what needs to be fixed to make sure that it's a nice Marine Police site, because it's in a good location there. It's hidden behind the building. If you give them the permanent use, what do they need to do to make sure that they're a happy user of that site? Are we going to be happy with their use of that site? Or have you not even looked at that, which would be somewhat of a disappointment? In terms of the width of the boardwalk, is 5 meters the maximum width, or can you get more width between the piers? Or is the 5 meters is the maximum width between the piers? I just, if I have the chairman just quickly check that I have all my questions that I have written down. I think I have them. One question too, which is to the chairman, where are we going to have barging points on the side of our waterfront? And why, if we need more barging points around the waterfront, we've got 75 kilometers, where are they going to be? And why not in Hoyu Street, where it's going to be hidden behind the highway? So do we need more barging points? Which I think we need for waste transfer, because we're sticking it right now in residential neighborhoods. Why don't we stick it at behind a highway? And when will we have an answer on that? I think I've raised that on our site visits, and I've never seen an answer on that. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Anybody else? Comment? Alan, I had about 8 points from Paul, and then you have my points as well, I think.
I'll do mine, and then Jacinta will chip in and do ones that she's probably better than I to answer. Prioritisation of proposals, yes, we have. I mean, clearly, you start with the easiest and then work forward to the more difficult ones. We see the streetscape ones of having the best chance of going ahead in the short term. And as I said during the presentation, they could easily be linked up with the CDD greening initiatives. And we've had certainly quite a positive response from CDD in that respect. And then I think you gradually work through these things. I mean, like Paul, I can see other things going ahead fairly quickly. The structures involved in the SkyTrail and the boardwalk are really quite simple to do. The SkyTrail is probably a bit easier in terms of its installation. The design of it is quite easy, and I think from an engineering perspective, it could be implemented pretty quickly. So as I say, going back to prioritisation, streetscape first, and then gradually working through the other upgrading proposals. Piers could be done fairly quickly, and I'll come back to the Marine Police pier that Paul asked. I'll let Jacinta answer the conventional government approach question, because it's too hard for me, and also PY's question, because in fact that area is not within our study area. We've simply looked at the promenade edge. I agree with Paul that these things should certainly go ahead promptly, and I have a degree of sympathy. I have a lot of sympathy with the Hang Fa Chen issue. It was a bit frustrating when this issue came up, but we did get a bit of hate mail on this issue from the residents. But it needs a strong hand if it's to go forward. So fire service connections, yes, we have come up with various means that this could be done. It's tricky. The fire services, I mean, in all honesty, the fire services pier is not used a hell of a lot by the fire services boat. If you go there right now, it's a parking lot. Landing points along the waterfront, there are numerous landing points along the waterfront already, and these could readily be used for taxi services. There may be issues, and that's beyond my ken, whether there might need to be additional safety features like railings and so on installed on them, but there are certainly along the seawall a lot of landing points, and there's new ones being developed in conjunction with the new reclamations. The shipyards, well, I leave that comment with you. I think there are various means by which the shipyards could be have their upgrading measures undertaken. There are a lot of illegal uses going in there. It's been a frustration to the police, as we've heard from the police. So something needs to be done there to give them an incentive. They did say during the course of consultation that they would like to do it themselves, but yeah, under what circumstances, that remains to be seen. The Marine Police, yes, and we have had a look. We've done numerous schemes around the Marine Police, if and when they actually go. As I said during the course of my presentation, there is a current study being undertaken. One site was identified. The Marine Police found it unacceptable to their operational requirements. Another site has been suggested, and that is now being examined jointly by the Planning Department and the Marine Police. But we have had ideas for those piers. They could be very well integrated into the environment and form a very functional part of that waterfront edge. And there's a lot of ways in which you could actually revitalize these piers and make them a really interesting destination. And that might be a private sector initiative. I see scope for a private sector initiative in that area, particularly with the density of development right behind it. The 5-meter max, yes, probably that would be around the maximum. We've got various issues to contend with here. It's not just simply the width, it's the weight of the structure and how much space we've actually got along the edge. So I think 5 meters is probably it. And barging points, well, I'll let somebody else answer that question.
Okay. Thank you, Alan. I will deal with the Hang Fa Chun concern first. I think we all appreciate that it's not possible to encroach upon private properties, and we try to avoid encroaching the waterfront promenade that south side Hang Fa Chun at the moment, which is a private property. And after several discussions with the local residents and the Eastern District councillors, we consider that it's probably a more practical approach to stop the sky trail at a lookout point at this point in time, not only because of the objections from the Hang Fa Chun residents, but also because of other physical constraints, such as the topographical constraints connecting the sky trail from the museum down to Sing Tai Road, I think which should require further technical feasibility study before we could actually come up with a conceptual proposal. So we gave up that part of the connection, and but that doesn't mean that the access to the waterfront promenade and at the Chai Wan water Chai Wan basin, as well as connecting to the Shin Shai Wan area, cannot be achieved, because you can still come out of the Hang Fa Chun MTR station and walk along Sing Tai Road. There's no one can stop you walking along that road and connecting to the Chai Wan basin. So I think we have to be pragmatic about the whole proposal. If implemented, at least we can achieve a continuous route along the waterfront from Wan Chai Reclamation up to Shao Ki Wan. Even without the connection through Hang Fa Chun, we still have quite a long length of continuous waterfront routes. And then further down the road towards the Chai Wan Basin and Su Sai Wan area, that could be seen as a longer term opportunity. And we also see there are several constraints in that area as well, because along that stretch of the waterfront, we still have a lot of public facilities which may not be removed in the short term, such as the refuse transfer station and public field, barging pond, etc. So there may not be a point to provide a continuous route towards that area at this moment, and we would continue to explore the opportunity in the longer term. On implementation, we have to prioritize the proposals first, and we take forward some of the what we call the easier proposals, such as the streetscape enhancement that Alan has just mentioned. But we will also explore further the technical feasibility of the boardwalk, and I think after we complete the study, CEDD will take up the proposal and start on the technical feasibility study on the boardwalk. And the government has also had to take lead to address the implication of the protection of the harbour ordinance. So what we call the conventional government approach is we will take proactive measure to follow up on the proposals. And of course, for some of the, especially the two of the key sites proposals, we will further explore the public-private collaboration approach after considering the central sites, the experience of the central sites four, and for the North Point Piers and the Hoi Yu Street. For Hoi Yu Street, we have already taken the opportunity to provide a temporary waterfront promenade as soon as possible, and understand that the CEDD will commence the construction later this year for completion by the end of next year. And for the longer term proposal, we will continue to explore the PBC approach. And also for previous concern on the key size, perhaps we didn't state very clearly about the public concern. Generally, the public is very supportive of the proposals of the two key sites. There are only some concerns about the nuisance on the Hoyu Street site, because they are local residents, especially in the Tai Kwu Sing area. They are concerned about the noise and possible public encroachment arising from the proposed tourism and entertainment uses in that area. I think that could be addressed through proper design and control on the facilities at the implementation stage. There's also a point about the barging pond in Hoyu Street. As far as I understand, the Quarry Bay barging pond was temporary in nature, and that was in operation in 1999 to something like 2008, when the permanent Chai Wan barging pond was in operation. Then the barging pond in Quarry Bay has stopped. And as far as I know, the Chai Wan barging pond is still in operation and is not fully occupied and not fully used. And whether there's a need to provide further barging ponds along the waterfront, I think that could be looked at under the new task force on the water-land interface.
Thank you. Thank you. So you kept talking about saying we. So in terms of the development agent, the project development agent, do I take it that's the study development agent, that would be the planning department, but for implementation you see CEDD as the agent? Is that how we're going to divide responsibility going forward?
At this moment, CEDD will take up the technical feasibility study on the boardwalk proposal, and I think the concerned bureaus and departments will take follow-up action when we complete the study.
And on the other elements? I mean, the boardwalk is just one element.
Yes. As far as we gather from the Stage 3 public engagement, the boardwalk proposal has been accorded the highest priority, so we will take forward this proposal first, and then we will further discuss, for example, the SkyTrail proposal. We have to further discuss with LCSD because of the interface with the museum, and also there are a lot of implementation as well as management issues that we have to discuss with concerned bureaus and departments.
Fine. Olivia, LCSD, you'd like to just comment? You were mentioned in dispatches.
Yes, thank you, Chairman. Since Paul has mentioned about the Museum of Coastal Defense and the Lee Yuen Park, and I'm the LCSD representative sitting here, so just a very quick response. I may not have a direct and satisfactory answer to Paul's comment right here, but definitely I will bring the matter back to relevant teams in my department. And also, we are always prepared to work with departments concerned to improve and also the connectivity of the two facilities. So we will continue to work with all the departments to see how we can improve in this respect. Thank you, Chairman.
Thank you. Okay. Well, if you take that away and maybe come back on that at some stage. Thank you. Right. Paul, just a quick one.
Yeah, very quick, Chairman. I know after this meeting, whether we could receive from the planning department the connections between the boardwalk and land, which were not provided, especially in North Point, whether we could be getting, because they've done the harbour front study for the entire Eastern Harbour, whether we can have the overview of public and private piers and landing points after the works have been done. Where can people get on and off boats, which they haven't shown. And I definitely hope that you will be asking for an overview of the options for connecting the Skywalk and past Heng Fa Chun to Chai Wan. I think we should not let the matter rest, Chairman. I think we should see the plans that have been looked at. They have decided something is difficult. Can we see what is difficult and how expensive is difficult? I think we should just make sure that this does not let it drop. We should be the ones pushing that this goes ahead, and we'll continue to investigate. And I hope you will be concluding accordingly, Chairman.
Thank you, Paul. Thank you. I think certainly we should express disappointment, if you like, at the outcome of the discussions with Heng Fa Chun, and obviously it's disappointing that we haven't managed to take things forward in a way which would meet our objectives. I hope Planning Department, you won't let it go. I think it's something that we should continue to push for. Appreciate it's difficult, but I think it's something that we shouldn't let go just yet anyway. So far as I'm concerned, clearly this is a very important study. I think we need to help the administration to move it forward. We need to endorse, obviously, I suggest we endorse the recommendations as they are tabled here. I think we should also stress and support the need to give impetus to certain elements. If streetscape can be done quickly, let's get on with that. Boardwalk seems to be a very popular suggestion. Let's get the feasibility studied, and let's get that one up and running. SkyTrail as well seems to receive a lot of support. So I think the request to the government is should be, let's move this forward. Commission is very, very supportive of all the suggestions. If you need us to lend weight, I think the Commission would want to lend weight in respect of any element or indeed the whole. So, Jacinta, please, let's move this forward, can we? Members, any other comments? Thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you.